This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Playoff Jimmy.
And he was playoff Jimmy yesterday. He was. Again, I know coach called in. He can't have one defensive rebound. If you're listen, I choose to focus on the positive after yesterday. Maybe that's just my glass half full energy this morning. I just feel
What is the positive then?
The positive is
I'm pretty deflated. Not that it's the end of the world, but I'm pretty deflated.
Well, the positive is, again, your season's not over. You take care of business tomorrow. You play the Rockets in the first round. And I get it. I get it. I know you were saying on Friday that you want the Lakers, you want the Lakers, you want the Lakers. You didn't want the Lakers in the first round. Give me the Rockets in the first round. And it is, again, path of least resistance is a stretch because this is going to be a gauntlet regardless. Stop.
No doubt.
Real quick. I would much rather face them. You're going to have a couple days off if you win tomorrow. I know it's not going to be a week like you wanted, but you'll still have a couple of days off. Take care of business tomorrow. You're back on schedule. And all of a sudden we can talk, you know, Western Conference Finals run again.
If you could guarantee me that they're going to win on Tuesday, then yes, I'll take a deep breath and I'll talk myself into, because trust me, I'll talk myself into just about anything. I'll talk myself into, you know, the Rockets being the better matchup. I really wanted that week off. That team yesterday looked exhausted at the end of that game. Seeing Jimmy hobbled, whether it's the quad, I don't even know. Like, he says he's going to be fine. That's fine. That definitely hurts, and I'm sure it's going to wake up today, and it's going to really hurt. Like, we were all thinking the same thing. God, you got to win this one. You look exhausted. You look old. You look tired. You need to regroup. Steph's thumb, you know?
Well, early on, I was like, oh, Steph's thumb, he's not shooting very well. He's not really playing that many. I don't know. I think his thumb's fine.
Trey in the neck?
Overall, he was 7-12 from beyond the arc.
I know, but fine. Like, Joe, this is an older team. I'm just saying, like, this team needs it. They need it.
I hear you. But again, they're not using that as an excuse. Those old guys in there, they're like, what did Draymond say? We're not senior citizens. I was like, they're not.
In the NBA, they are.
They're 35, 37. Yeah, but
it's like dog years.
Again, athletes are different now. LeBron's still one of the best players in the league at 40 years old. We saw it with Tom Brady for years. Like, this is a new generation, Joe. We got to recalibrate our minds when it comes to age around these guys.
Yeah, but
it's different.
But there's a reason
why. Nutrition, we got the best. We got Dr. Rick Celebrini, all right? He's got these guys on a regime.
But there's a reason why.
TB12 method, avocado toast. Come on.
There's a reason why no team in the history of the game has won with a core this old. Like, it's very rare. I went down the Spurs rabbit hole. They were all, you know, younger and didn't have as many miles and minutes on the hardwood as these guys. So look, I'm not saying it can't be done. I'm just acknowledging it would be extremely difficult.
We are coming to you live, by the way, from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco. And again, whether you were in Sunnyvale, San Francisco, at their locations, it was popping off in the Bay yesterday. I was walking around. I saw so many different screens, whether it was the phones, whether it was TVs. You had all eyeballs on Clippers Warriors. But at the same time, in a playoff at the Masters of Justin Rose and Rory McIlroy. It was incredible. Like,
Rory won and lost that thing 17 times.
Hey, you got to get those double bogeys out of the way early, right? Just like us, right? Just got to get those double bogeys out of the way and you're fine. And DeChambeau turned into Bryson DeChambeau yesterday. He choked one off. You know, that happens. That happens in big moments. Players shrink, and he shrunk yesterday. But he's won in the past. It'll be back. But I was hoping for a Bryson-Rory kind of back and forth. We didn't really get it. We got it kind of in a negative way, but it was still an incredible sports weekend.
Sleeping on my favorite thing to happen all weekend because
there wasn't
a lot of good.
Roots getting their first win of the weekend over FC Tulsa. Let's go, baby.
No, it was Ryan Walker striking out Aaron Judge.
Oh, there you go.
It was just unbelievable to end that game.
Okay.
The only way today,
John,
though,
who? Let's go.
John, who looks great. The only way today could get more deflating for me is if, and that's why I texted right at the beginning, because I just remembered at the beginning of the segment, if my wife, Michelle, doesn't move the car by 8 o'clock in the morning and gets $108
street sweeping ticket.
Is it $108?
They're $108.
That's ridiculous. In Oakland, it's the same, but I feel it's like it's like 60 or 70. But that's just, can we just take care of our own trash people? That's the only reason they do it. It's because we litter the streets with trash,
well,
and they have to go do that. But that's in
the
conversation.
I'm the guy that has the air blower. What are they called?
Yeah, the air blowers.
Yeah, so I've got
leaf blowers.
Leaf blowers. Thank you. I've got one, and I clean up everybody's, you know, stuff. But then there are certain nights where it's super windy, and there's just stuff everywhere.
There was stuff everywhere at Chase Center yesterday. They were hoping for confetti to be popping, I think, to be a playoff team. But they're a play-in team, and it's not doom and gloom just yet. But there were some takeaways yesterday, if you're a Warriors fan, that you should be encouraged about. I'm going to get to that in this segment.
They're never going
to
win. Like, you're never going to win one of these kind of games, these like hyper elimination style type games where everybody's increased minutes, if the best player on your team, Steph Curry, is a minus 16. Right? Like, there's just no other way around it.
Eight turnovers.
As great as he was, which he was, he's the reason that they were even in that thing down the stretch. He hit some huge shots.
He hit that three to go four with, what is it, 155 left? And I was like, you know what? They're going to win this game. Like, that was incredible.
It was unreal.
He was doing the shimmy.
He also had some mistakes that he would like back. I also thought that the frenetic pacing, which we've addressed over and over in the final 2 minutes, if all four guys on offense are only trying to get the ball to Steph, you know how hard you're making it on your team? Somebody's got to take advantage of all of these eyeballs being keyed on him, and that's where I'm like, put the ball in Jimmy's hands to bring the ball up the floor. So I know that it starts there. They try to do a high pick and roll with Jimmy and Steph late in the game, and Zubac, to his credit, just came closing in on him. They did a great job, the Clippers.
Mona is in Pacifica, wants to join the conversation. 888-957-9570. Biggest takeaways for yesterday's loss, and it's going to be a quick turnaround for the Dubs as they lose yesterday, but they are now a play-in team, so they play tomorrow at Chase Center. Mona, good morning. Hey, how are we feeling?
Good morning, Joes. How are you guys today?
Doing great. It's still beautiful. Like, the sun's shining. I'm breathing. It's okay. It's going to be okay.
It is.
Take care
taxes
of business tomorrow.
Taxes are due for everybody tomorrow. I'm deflated.
I do got to do that. That is the thing.
I did mine last week.
Well, Shafties, don't be too deflated because I normally kind of get there with you. I'm not feeling, that bad about last night's game. But here is what I will say. We left a lot of points on the floor, missed free throws. And I don't care what anybody says. Steph has been playing in this league for way too long. I know we want to keep getting on, Kuminga and whatever. Steph has too many damn turnovers. I'm sorry if I said damn, but he has too many turnovers. He should know better. The passes that he's making, this was the game for me where I don't think they played with urgency. It's almost like they wanted to play in, because I personally think they can beat the Grizzlies. I'm not concerned about, well, I hope so, because I paid a lot of money for tomorrow's night's game, so I'm hoping they need to beat the Grizzlies. But I love that Jimmy came out, because the complaint was, well, he's not playing like Jimmy Buckets. Well, he did in the beginning. Then they started playing sloppy again. Then they started, again, it didn't seem like they were playing with urgency. Almost like, you know what? They were like, forget the Clippers. Let's just go ahead and we'll just worry about the Grizzlies. That's kind of how I felt about it. But if Steph and Draymond, especially, if they don't get those turnovers together and Steph keeps wanting to dribble, in between these redwood trees, dude, compared to some of the players, Steph is like 4'11" in comparison to a lot of the other players. And yet he wants to show off, his dribbling style, but it's not working this time. It worked 5 or 6 years ago. He needs to get better and start seeing the floor a little bit more, because right now what he's doing with these terrible passes, that's where I think we lost the game. I don't think we lost it in the end. I don't think we lost it in the – we lost that game in the beginning because of those horrible passes and that lack of, just they're standing around when they're not getting rebounds. Why are y'all standing around looking at the ball? Run in. This is not the game to be like, do-do-do-do. No. So – I'm still hopeful. I'm still hopeful, but they have to make sure that tomorrow they come out and play like they did when they played the Nuggets. That's, I think, is going to get them over the top.
It's a great call.
So, guys, have a great day.
You too.
Y'all, let's get it. Let's go, Warriors.
There you go. That's Mona Pacifica. You know, great end to that call.
It is interesting. Like, Steph's so spectacular. Like, so spectacular. Like, none of this. I'm talking about who they are now and what they've accomplished. None of it happens without Steph Curry. But there are these just mind-blowing turnovers that it's just, you see them coming a mile away. He dribbled into the corner for no reason.
And just got smothered by Zubac. It's like, what are you doing?
It was just... There, and look, he's better than this guy at his sport, right? Like, I'm going to say a name, and I don't want you to be triggered because there's the off-field stuff, but just hear me out.
You better be careful.
Like, there's a Brett Favre-like quality some of the negligence in turnovers. Not negligence in stealing from the state of Mississippi.
I was going to say.
I'm saying the negligence in from turnovers. The state. Like, I hate even... because Steph's significantly better in his sport than what... And Favre's an all-time great.
Yeah, sure.
But, like, no one has him as a top five quarterback, right?
No one,
right? But he's great. I mean, he dominated the league for 5 straight years. But he would have these mind-blowing turnovers late in games. Now, they would cost his team games. Steph has the opportunity to find a way to, like, you know,
I would have respected a Peyton Manning one better because he does. Because I remember a lot of Peyton Manning turnovers. Okay. It's like, what are you doing there, Peyton? Right. And Peyton was better than Brett Favre.
Yeah, but
right?
I don't think Peyton had the, like, I'm going to, because he's so, like, I think there's a, I'm so physically gifted, I can get away with things that others can't. Sure. For example, like, Steph will throw the behind-the-back pass, the one-arm, like, sling over the top. Brett Favre would be rolling out, like, yep, I can hit that guy. Like, let me throw it across my body, under my arm, over there. And, like, what are you doing?
I like the Mahomes comp more there because Mahomes...
Okay,
because,
right, fair enough.
Because Mahomes gets away with a lot of stuff that he shouldn't get away with, like Steph. And they built in some bad habits because they've gotten away with it their whole careers.
That's a good point.
And that's the same thing with Mona's talking about. He's like, he's too good to be doing this. So I was like, well, when you get away with it your entire career and you've won 4 titles and you just won a gold medal doing that stuff, you're going to keep doing it.
Everyone's going to say his Achilles heel is defense. I think it's the turnovers.
Right.
Right. And what's funny is that he made a hell of a play. They called timeout. Ty Lue did. And they're bringing the ball up the floor. And he intercepted the very second pass that came out of that timeout. They had a beautiful play drawn up. And he just read it the whole way. Those little things where he gets you the extra possession. But yesterday it felt like too many times... He was a little too frenetic, and I thought that he was a little too predictable into dribbling into trouble.
I want to hear from the chef, 888-957-9570. I also want to hear from the people today after yesterday's loss.